local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to hour number two, a somewhat busy Friday, a lot to go over here on Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. We appreciate it very much that you tune in each and every day, letting us keep you company, infotained on your way home, getting you caught up on everything going on in your world today. Last day of May, tomorrow, June 1st, the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. We will start, as we always do, with today's top three stories, Trump-centric top three. Today, Trump himself holding a news conference saying that this trial shows that if they can do this to me, they can do it to anyone.
As far as the trial itself, it was very unfair. We weren't allowed to use our election expert under any circumstances.
And he added that he wanted to testify, but he believed the prosecution would use that to attack him about unrelated things. Trump's attorney also speaking today, saying that the trial played out exactly as the Trump team expected it would.
It's heartbreaking because they're laughing at a man, at a father, at a husband, at a grandfather, and at somebody who's running for president and looks like will win. That's something that people should be troubled with.
Attorney Todd Blanche saying that his team will file appeals to overturn the guilty verdict handed down. The Trump campaign is cashing in, though, on the verdict. Trump telling reporters that record donations were received since his conviction.
$39 million in about a 10-hour period. No, think of that.
And also major Republican donors rallying behind Trump, pledging millions in support for his bid to return to the White House as well. That's a look at our top three stories. Local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather. Here's Alan Strum.
The weather this evening, likely dry, but warm and humid. Overnight lows in the 70s, and we've got rain on the way. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms and potentially heavy rain on Saturday. We could see a few, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, and I think most of that is going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up with wet weather Saturday morning, and that may spill into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances sort of go down as we head through the late afternoon and into the evening hours. So rain chances a good 80% Saturday, and on Sunday, it's 50%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
And as for the roads here, we only have a couple of spots that are giving us any severe congestion. That's if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway approaching Highway 87. Also, do want to remind everyone that we do have some road closures going on. This is going to be in the downtown Pensacola area, the Fiesta Day Parade. Yeah. When does that officially start rolling?
The parade starts at 7. Okay. The road closures started at 4:30, and I think the parade route is now closed.
All right. Yeah, we're already seeing some increased congestion in that general vicinity downtown. So be also an accident report, but it doesn't appear like there's a ton of congestion being caused by that directly. So just nonetheless, keep that in mind. But this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You're going to want to keep them in mind, too. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right. Top local story today in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office today releasing their administrative internal affairs investigation report into the deputy-involved shooting of senior airman Roger Fortson. Their investigation concludes that the deputy's use of deadly force was not objectively reasonable and therefore violated agency policy. Sheriff Eric Aiden says in a statement, quote, "This tragic incident should have never occurred. The objective facts do not support the use of deadly force as an appropriate response to Mr. Fortson's actions." The deputy involved, Eddie Duran, fired from the agency. Of course, it is important to note that this investigation is separate from the criminal investigations that FDLE and the state attorney's office are involved in. Also, in Pensacola, three teenagers charged in a series of anti-Semitic vandalism incidents around downtown are expected to reach plea deals. That's according to the attorney for 19-year-old Kessler Ferry, 17-year-old Nicholas Ferry, and 17-year-old Waylon Fowler. He tells the PNJ a date hasn't been set, but with the plea deals, the three teens would avoid a trial. Another Wawa store coming to Escambia County. According to Studio 850, plans approved for a new store at the Blue Angel Station, a commercial development project at the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98. Two other Wawa stores are currently under development in Escambia County, one on Pine Forest Road, another at 9 Mile and Beulah Road. In our state headlines today, some Florida lawmakers remain frustrated that the state's Board of Education is keeping curriculum that claims there were personal benefits to slavery. This week, the board approved Florida's 2024 social studies standards that have offended some black communities who say the standards alter history. Among them, Democratic State Senator Geraldine Thompson says the board ignored language she wrote that she says was less inflammatory. The National Hurricane Center is gearing up for what's expected to be an extremely active season. Director Michael Brennan says rapidly intensifying storms are a real concern.
We have better tools, better data from the Hurricane Hunter aircraft that are getting into our models, and that's giving our forecasters here the confidence to make more aggressive intensity forecasts to set the stage and the expectations properly for those hazards, especially the storm surge hazard.
About 85 to 90% of tropical system deaths in the U.S. are caused by rainfall flooding, storm surge, and surf and rip currents. Relief on the way for Floridians who are putting the finishing touches on their emergency hurricane kits. The state's annual disaster preparedness sales tax holiday will start tomorrow, same day as the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Of course, two-week event allows people to buy things like generators, batteries, pet supplies without the added sales tax. We'll take a break there, 518, back with national news and sports headlines coming up at 535. Checking in with Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart. Coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk, Tuesday at 10 a.m. for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Listen to Lori and find out more about Davis Hardware's solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, the New Cahoots. It's an acoustic duo from Pensacola. Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank blend sounds of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. This week, Bands on the Beach is sponsored by Bill Manning Real Estate and Kuhn Realty. See you at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Text texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Friday. We made it a little bit shorter week for some of us. And hope you got good weekend plans. Weather's going to be a little dicey at times. Alan Strom has those details right now.
The weather this evening likely dry but warm and humid. Overnight lows in the 70s, and we've got rain on the way. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms and potentially heavy rain on Saturday. We could see a few, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, and I think most of that is going to fall during the first half of the day, so we may wake up with wet weather Saturday morning, and that may spill into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances sort of go down as we head through the late afternoon and into the evening hours. So rain chances a good 80% Saturday, and on Sunday, it's 50%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it's a bit more of the same. We're still dealing with some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, maybe have a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. This is if you are approaching Highway 87. Outside of that, I'm not seeing much that's going to hold you up for too long. Maybe a little bit of congestion on Caroline Street if you're coming over Blackwater River, and some increased congestion downtown because of the Fiesta Day parade.
Yes, and the parade route is officially closed off.
Yes.
And, of course, the traffic there will get busier throughout the rest of the show here. 524 here, looking at our national news. Israel is putting forward a new proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza.
During the 6 weeks of phase one, Israel and Hamas would negotiate the necessary arrangements to get to phase two, which is a permanent end to hostilities.
President Biden there, he called it a roadmap for an enduring ceasefire and the release of hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel.
And House Republicans want to hear from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and top prosecutors who worked on Donald Trump's hush money case. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan plans to request testimony from Bragg and prosecutor Matthew Colangelo on June 13th. Jordan said the hearing will focus on what he called the, quote, unprecedented political prosecution of President Trump.
A police officer and two others dead after a mass shooting in Minneapolis. The suspected gunman was also killed in the shooting. It happened yesterday evening at an apartment complex. At a press conference, the mayor, Jacob Fry, identified the officer who was killed as 28-year-old Jamal Mitchell. City leaders say a total of six people were shot, including two police officers and four civilians.
And the western U.S. is bracing for a major heat wave. The National Weather Service is predicting an early summer heat wave that will start next week from northern Arizona to southern Washington, with excessive heat forecast for California's Central Valley and Nevada's Great Basin. The forecasters warn that temperatures will rise 10 to 15 degrees above normal across the west, and that the heat wave could last until mid-June.
A cell phone expert in the University of Idaho murder trial says data collected by authorities appears to help the suspect, Brian Koberger. A cell phone tower analyst, Cy Ray, took the witness stand yesterday and said his review of the evidence collected by police and the FBI shows Koberger's phone was not mapped at the time of the murders. Ray said the data collected was incredibly inaccurate and that the missing data is, in his words, absolutely in benefit of the defense.
And an Alabama inmate has been executed for the murders of an elderly couple. Jamie Ray Mills was found guilty of robbing and murdering Floyd and Vera Hill in their home in 2004. On Thursday, Ray Mills was killed by lethal injection, becoming the second inmate to be executed in the state and sixth in the country this year.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin officially leaving the Democratic Party. He announced today he's registered as an independent with no party affiliation. He argues that national politics are broken and neither party is willing to compromise to find common ground. It was back in November he announced he would not run for re-election after considering a potential presidential bid. Also, with the time we have left, sports scoreboard and top headlines today, please.
All righty. Well, starting with college baseball, we got the regionals going on right now. Some notable scores for this area, at least. Florida beat Nebraska 5-2. FSU beat Stetson 7-2. And LSU squeaked past Wofford, not a good look, 4-3. And just as far as the games that are currently going on, we've got Arkansas opening it up on Southeast Missouri State 14-9. Oregon just trying to beat out San Diego 5-4. That's an extra innings there. UC Irvine doubling up Nicholls State 10-5. North Carolina getting to a hot, not really a hot start, early start on Long Island 1-0. And the other games are, let's see, Wake Forest and Virginia Commonwealth tied at 0, Texas and Louisiana tied at 0, and Alabama down early to UCF 2-1 in the bottom of the or 2-0 in the bottom of the first. And then just a couple of more games that are going to be coming on tonight. That's Northern Kentucky and Tennessee. Tennessee's got 50 wins. They're the top seed. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on the SEC Network. High Point and Clemson at 6 o'clock on the ACC Network. And Tulane and Oregon State at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Let's see. Starting at 6 o'clock, we also got the Women's College World Series double elimination on ESPN. 14 Alabama and 10 Duke at 6, followed by 8 Stanford and 5 Oklahoma State at 8:30. And then we just got a couple of headlines here. The Dallas Mavericks blew out the Minnesota Timberwolves last night to advance to the finals. They will be facing the Boston Celtics. That starts next Thursday. Oilers at Stars at 7:30 on TNT. That series is tied at 2-2, so Game 5 should be a good one. And the NFL announced that the Chicago Bears, yes, Joe's elated, the Chicago Bears will be the featured team on HBO's training camp series, Hard Knocks. So, okay, whoop-de-doo, who cares? I'm just kidding. And then the Buffalo Bills are signing one of the best wrestlers of all time. Gable Steveson is a two-time NCAA champ and Olympic gold medalist. He has signed with the Bills as a defensive tackle on a standard three-year rookie contract.
I don't know why you have to disrespect me when it comes to
Chicago
Bears stories being here. I would never do that to you when it comes to your favorite teams.
Yes, of course you wouldn't. All right, what was it you did last hour when I mentioned that Wake was playing a televised game tonight? Oh, here we go. Didn't even let me get out the fact that it was televised.
I have no recollection of this.
Well, luckily our podcast page does. You can see that at newsradio923.com.
All right.
See? Shameless plug.
This was all coordinated, by the way.
Yes.
We planned this out.
We're pros.
5:30, we'll take a break there. Fox News update. When we return, Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart joins the program. It's been a while since we've checked in with him.
Yeah.
But he's coming back in his usual time slot. So looking forward to catching back up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden detailed a three-stage plan to end the war in Gaza. It was proposed by Israel to Hamas.
The first, a six-week ceasefire tied to the release of women, the elderly, and the injured. That six-week pause would allow broader negotiations between Israel and Hamas for a permanent ceasefire in the release of all remaining living hostages. The third phase, President Biden says, calls for the start of rebuilding Gaza.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Donald Trump is vowing to appeal. The former president spoke out today following his hush money conviction on 34 felony counts. He continues to criticize Judge Juan Merchan.
We're going to be appealing it on many different things. He wouldn't allow us to have witnesses. He wouldn't allow us to talk. He wouldn't allow us to do anything.
Sentencing is scheduled for July 11th. America is listening to Fox News.
Your money now. After several delays, all systems seem to be go for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft to finally make that initial crewed flight to the International Space Station tomorrow. With favorable weather expected in the Cape Canaveral, Florida area, Starliner is scheduled to launch at 12:25 p.m. Eastern Time. On board will be astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, the mission part of NASA's Commercial Crew Program. The Wall Street Journal reports that Disney and Comcast's NBC Universal have hit a snag in their effort to resolve ownership of Hulu. Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal reports that there's a significant disagreement over how to value the streaming service. Buyers took control of the stock market over the latter part of the Friday session, helping Wall Street record a mostly higher finish, the best day of the year for the Dow Industrial Average. The blue chip gauge soared 575 points, or 1.5%. The S&P rose 42. All three indexes notched monthly gains. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Kyrie Irving, when locked in on ball, is a top 10 player in the league. Kyrie, though, was the problem in Boston and Brooklyn. His behavior was disgusting and inexcusable. However, Dallas took a big gamble on Kyrie, but you gamble on elite talent. And Kyrie isn't being a malcontent anymore, and now Dallas is four wins away from an NBA championship. I'm Zach Gelb.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, InSec offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. InSec Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the InSec family today online at insec.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, not a lot going on the roads this evening so far. Glad to report on that. We do have some minor congestion if you're traveling northbound towards Pine Forest Road, and we still have some if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway approaching Highway 87, and maybe a very little bit if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
We've got some weather changes on the way. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for the weekend. So look for rainy weather on Saturday. We might even see 2 to 3 inches of rain. So heavy. And I think most of that's going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up first thing in the morning with rainy weather, and then it could continue into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances start to dwindle a little bit late in the day, but they do continue. It's at least an 80% chance on Saturday. Sunday's rain chance, 50%. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. 5:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Been a very busy month for us, and certainly a busy month for our good friends at Channel 3, and good to connect with our friend of the show, friend of the program, Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart, joining us here on a Friday. Tanner, good to talk to you again, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Joe and company. Glad to be back with you. What's not going on? It's been a busy few months, a busy year. I don't know how to put it anymore, Joe. Time's going too fast.
Yeah.
Life's moving, but we're getting through it. How's everything going?
Oh, I mean, it's it was a busy last 24, 48 hours. Of course, we've had longer shows today because – oh, and yesterday, because you guys were preempted by David Muir during the 4 o'clock hour yesterday. We had the verdict come down, and I just wonder if you had any reaction to that. And, you know, what was the overriding sentiment? Because I know you put something on your Facebook page, and, of course, Channel 3 had something, as, you know, everybody did. But the overriding sentiment from your viewers on that.
Well, I think what you're hearing a lot, Joe, really around the country, is similar to what we've been hearing, is that I think most voters don't seem to be too swayed in one way or the other. What we've covered during our 4 o'clock show on a piece was that, you know, there's speculation that maybe this will bring out more voters in support of Donald Trump. I think that's the reaction we were waiting to see, is which way does this sway things, if at all? We had all the monitors going on it. We didn't know how long that announcement would be. We were standing in the studio on standby for the duration of our 4 o'clock broadcast, and ABC took over. And so now I think it's just waiting to see, right? What happens? Does this really change a lot? Or does it change a lot, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
I don't know, Joe. I'm anxious to see. I personally don't know if it's going to impact people's decisions too much. It seems just from people that I've talked to in the community feel, you know, if you are in support of Donald Trump, then you don't care about this trial. If you don't support Donald Trump, then you don't care about this trial. And that's really, that's what I've been hearing, if that makes sense. So I think your guess is as good as mine how it affects it. What I am anxious to see is this debate. How does this get brought into that debate? And I'm sure it will, among a lot of other topics. So interesting, to say the least, but I think we got to wait and see, Joe.
Yeah, nobody was sitting on their couch yesterday at 4:15 in the afternoon watching the verdict coming down and saying, well, that just settles it. I'm never voting for him now, or the opposite. I'm definitely voting for him now. There was none of that happening yesterday afternoon.
I don't think so. I mean, at least that's just from what I've heard. Everyone that I've talked to, all the reaction I've seen across social media is just, you know, I haven't seen anyone just completely change their mind from yesterday, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Tanner, I think it was right around a month ago when we weren't able to connect here for the last few weeks, and it was right because I remember I was like, man, if there's any week to have Tanner on, it would be this one. It was after the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office had their press conference in which they released the body camera footage, and then today, just within the last couple of hours, they released their internal investigative report in which they decided to terminate the deputy involved and to say that the use of deadly force was not objectively reasonable. Your reaction, because I know you were at the press conference about a month ago and then again here today.
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. I think it comes as a surprise, and not that decision so much, but that the surprise factor, it just keeps coming. I mean, last week we received the dispatch calls on a Friday afternoon, and obviously we haven't heard any news on this week until, again, this Friday.
Yeah.
So it comes in, and we take what we see with it. And I can't say, you know, one way or the other what we thought, because we just have received so little information on this investigation right now. And to see this deputy is terminated, I think now we're really just anticipating what FDLE's investigation will come out of that. So, you know, looking at what the sheriff's office said today is essentially this deputy was not in his life wasn't threatened, and Roger Fortson wasn't an immediate danger to him. The sheriff's office said in their report that he did not commit a crime of any sort, and the deputy maybe acted too quickly. And I want to be careful with that because there's a lot of details in that report, and it's in-depth. I mean, they explained pretty much the whole walkthrough and the whole situation, and there was some confusion as to whether or not that was the right apartment. And, you know, based off of what that deputy was told, it was the apartment that he was told to go to. And I think right now we're patiently waiting to see what the results of that investigation through FDLE will be. But, you know, I go back to, again, saying it was a surprise. It's a surprise because you're not given any kind of timeline on when these results will come out or anything like that. And, you know, we've been tracking this closely since it happened and shortly after with Attorney Ben Crump, Roger Fortson's family. And I'll be anxious to see now, Joe, if they release any kind of statement.
Yeah, we spent about 15 minutes going through, just reading verbatim during the 4 o'clock hour, the interview portion where the deputy was talking specifically about when he was standing at the door, when Senior Airman Fordson opened the door, and just what he was thinking. And like you said, a very well detailed interview that they spell all out. And my takeaway was specifically when it comes to not necessarily because the report also said, hey, the state has a little bit more leeway necessarily, but when it comes to our code, the Okaloosa Sheriff's Code, it says specifically deadly force resistance is a subject's hostile attacking movements. That right there, that specific portion is, I think, the what the video showed, and in their estimation, Fortson's actions, because the deputy pointed to, hey, he stepped forward when I said to step back, and then, but was it hostile? Well, the sheriff's office has said, no, it wasn't, and of course, that doesn't justify that. Now, I'm not a legal expert, you're not a legal expert, but determining criminal intent now, and I think, you know, yes, he's fired, and that's going to be something that, you know, the family and the attorney Ben Crump, and I just think the black community in large is going to say, okay, that's good, but so we have a whole other thing that's going to come out of this, and you know, as you said, your guess is as good as mine as which way that's going to go. But when you're talking about intent, that's something else entirely that I well above my pay grade.
You're right, and you know, undoubtedly more will come out of this, and I say that meaning results from the FDLE investigation, whichever direction they choose to go, we will learn more, at least their perspective on it. You mentioned the interagency code just within Okaloosa County. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what are the different results or the different investigations and examinations that FDLE is looking at, and I know it shocked the nation there when it happened, and we heard from Ben Crump and Roger Fortson's family for the first time. We've heard from airmen at different ceremonies and things like that, and I know a lot of people are watching this case. A lot of people want to know what's going to come of this, and today was, you know, more news in that case, Joe.
Yeah, and our initial reaction a month ago was, you know, look, regardless of the outcome, there are no winners. There are only losers in this case here. A really quick update on the roads and weather, and then a little bit more with Tanner here.
All righty. Well, there doesn't appear to be a ton going on. Maybe a little bit of issues on Caroline Street still if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway approaching Highway 87. Outside of that, it's just some of that parade traffic downtown.
We've got some weather changes on the way. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for the weekend. So look for rainy weather on Saturday. We might even see 2 to 3 inches of rain. So heavy. And I think most of that's going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up first thing in the morning with rainy weather, and then it could continue into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances start to dwindle a little bit late in the day, but they do continue. It's at least an 80% chance on Saturday. Sunday's rain chance, 50%. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 548 here. Continuing our conversation with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, I am not at all ashamed to say this. During the last commercial break, I had spent an ungodly amount of money on new Ohio State T-shirts for the upcoming season, because my social media feeds have been, for the last 24 to 48 hours, just all about the gameplay features of the new NCAA football game. Have you been studying them as much as I have?
I will be here in a little while when I can get home and get settled on the couch and some peace and quiet.
Oh, my goodness.
I was anxiously awaiting that last night when I heard about this announcement coming out for this game, and I know so many people are saying, what are you doing? What are these grown men doing with these video games? But, Joe, I think you know as well as I do and millions of others, it's more than a game. It's more than a game. And I'm so excited. I can't speak about the gameplay features that I saw yet, and for those that have no idea what we're talking about, maybe that's best, and maybe you weren't interested at all. But NCAA 25, college football 25, whatever we're going to end up calling it.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm so excited. And hearing about these gameplay features, somebody reminded me this afternoon that video came out. And I thought, all right, I'm gonna give all my time and attention to this because we can't play it yet, but I want to see what's in store. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders are going all the way, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I will be happy to text it to you. It's about 4 minutes long. It's got the Kirk Herbstreit voice that is kind of narrating through all of the different features. You've got some of the player abilities. You've got the home field advantage, you know, kind of stuff like the old game. The biggest change for me is going to be that when you open the game And you don't have to spend hours on end editing the names of your players. I think that for anybody under the age of, say, 25, that should be an initiation to where you should have to go in for your favorite team and put your favorite players' names in and edit them just like they are in real life.
Oh, I love that. And it doesn't make you just – it almost – it's like it makes you feel like a kid again, but it makes you feel proud to not be a kid because you see these teenagers, they're posting about the video game coming out. They have no idea.
No idea.
They have no idea and how impactful a game is.
They don't. And look, I mean, 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes ago, it was quite a large purchase made and just the excitement. So I'm going to have my Ohio State T-shirts on. I'm going to be wearing my Ohio State hat, sitting in my recliner watching or playing College Football 25. Tanner, we'll let you go on that. You have yourself a good weekend, and hopefully talk to you next week, all right?
Sounds like a plan, Joe. Thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joining us here on the program. 551, we'll take a quick break and wind things down in hour number two next.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our series, Meet Your Tenant Commands, trying to understand the variety, scope, and depth of the mission of the military here at NAS Pensacola, Whiting Field, and Corry Station. We talked with Colonel Crockle, the Commodore of Training Wing 5 up at Whiting. Also talked, of course, about the Trump verdict yesterday and whether it was appropriate or not. And since it's Friday, we had the Transgressors Memorial Service, or as you may think of it, the Woe Unto All Who Offend segment. Listen to these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be. And I don't need you to be by
Man,
my
after
side.
Using this song bank for long enough, the songs really start to blend together, don't they?
What? Who is this?
Hoobastank.
Oh, never heard of him.
You've never heard of Hoobastank?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Well, what else is new? Just about 5:55, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on. We do have just some very minor congestion still if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. And maybe a little bit if you... Well, actually, no, not really. I was going to say if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, but that appears to have just about cleared up. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not a lot.
We've got some weather changes on the way. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for the weekend. So look for rainy weather on Saturday. We might even see 2 to 3 inches of rain. So heavy. And I think most of that's going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up first thing in the morning with rainy weather, and then it could continue into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances start to dwindle a little bit late in the day, but they do continue. It's at least an 80% chance on Saturday. Sunday's rain chance 50%. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:55, hour number two winding down. Let's go over some wackier stories and good news that's happening here. A 31-year-old man in Tennessee named Jonathan Beard was arrested this week after he allegedly robbed a Waffle House at knife point. He assaulted two employees, ran off with about $380 in cash. Police were called, but they couldn't find him at first. That's when they got a call from a local Red Roof Inn. Somebody there said a guy seemed to be hiding in the building inside the actual Red Roof.
Smart.
Sort of. Yeah. We'll see. The police found Jonathan hiding in the attic of the hotel, which he accessed through a utility door. Jonathan started throwing cash at them. I guess there was worse things that he could throw.
I suppose, yeah.
Probably the money that he stole from the Waffle House. And then he started panicking. Sounds like the attic didn't have an actual floor because police say he fell through the ceiling of three separate hotel rooms.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets to that point before you finally catch this guy. I mean, because he's falling. It says he fell through the ceiling of three separate hotel rooms. So, like, how does that happen? Does that mean, like, he's starting to fall through them and he kind of, like, regains? Like, he breaches the ceiling but stays, like, moving? Or there's no way he falls through three separate ceilings, gets back up, like, and it happens
two more times. Don't think so. I don't know. Maybe he was, like, in the corner. And so there was, like, three hotel rooms just kind of all aligned. Like one on the one end and then two on the other. I have no idea.
Right. Well, maybe. That's actually a good theory. Let's see. Also here, a grocery store in Russia got some very bad press this month after 18 customers landed in the hospital with food poisoning linked to their products. So to keep people coming in, the owner announced that if anyone got food poisoning, he'd pay them ₹1 million cash or each, about $11,000 cash in the U.S. I mean, basically bribing them. The strategy worked and people came back in droves, but for a weird reason and a sad reason. They were trying to get food poisoning. Actually trying to. One report said customers were even seen licking the eggs, hoping they were covered in salmonella. Now the owner has canceled the whole thing, rightfully so. He says he will pay the original 18 people that were ill, but only if they prove his products are to blame.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have to prove that because he wouldn't be doing that in the first place unless they said, hey, this is where we got the food poisoning from. So he should probably just go ahead and take care of the 18 people there.
Yeah, try to get on out of this.
That's right. Looking at some good news, a man lucky to be alive after a bird watcher saved him from drowning at Cuyahoga Valley National Park in Ohio.
Wow.
John Rolfe says he was looking for small songbirds over the weekend when he stumbled upon the man who was clinging onto a log in the fast-moving river. Rolfe quickly called 911, tried to keep the man calm, and help arrived about 10 minutes later. Fire officials say the man was exhausted and didn't have much longer left in him.
Golly. A Utah woman was on eBay when she came across a charm from a necklace that looked a lot like the one her stepdad sent her mom during World War II, and it turned out it wasn't just similar. It was that same one. He sent it for Valentine's Day in 1944, and it went missing after her mom passed away. She has a matching one, so they're a pair again.
That's cool. Yeah. A school bus driver in Suffolk, Virginia, named Ulysses Whitfield, which is the most Virginian name ever.
Yeah, Civil War era stuff.
It's finally retiring. He is, after shuttling kids back and forth from school for 70 years. He's 85, and he started at 15 years old. You're thinking, wait a second, that's illegal. Well, it is now. Yes, you have to be at least 18 to drive a school bus in Virginia now, but requirements were different when he got hired back in 1954. They say that he hasn't taken a full day off since the mid-1980s, so happy retirement, Ulysses.
Yeah, well-deserved.
Channel 3 News at 6, coming up now on Pensacola right now.